y'all be that thirsty
Thanks
enough.
Thanks for calling the Depth Thank you for calling the Depth of Provera helpline. My name's Alexa. You are on a recorded line. How may I help you today? Are you calling to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depth of Provera lawsuit?
Yes. That's what I was looking for.
Okay. Now, I do have to ask, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't talked to no attorney.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I have not.
Okay. Now, is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
It's for myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Can you say that again, ma'am?
Of course. What was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I was diagnosed with meningioma.
Okay. And where is that located in your body?
My brain. I have a brain tumor, a small 2 centimeter brain tumor.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm sorry for what you've experienced.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I received treatment.
Okay. And what was your date of diagnosis?
I was diagnosed in February 2021, around the 11th of February.
Okay. So February 11th, 2021?
Yes, when I was 42 years old.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
September 20th, 1978.
September 20th,
1978? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
Not personally.
Okay. Did you receive a Depo Provera pill or Depo Provera shot?
I received a shot. Okay. I was given a shot in my upper arm.
Okay. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
No, ma'am. I received a generic brand.
Okay.
The Madroxy Progesterone.
Okay, the generic. Yeah, it's a big word. I know. It's Madroxy Progesterone. I don't know. Medical terms are very longer than they need to be sometimes. Okay. Now, I know you kind of already answered this question. They do have us ask it this way. Did you use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
No, ma'am. I was just getting generic.
Okay. Okay. And how many years was Depo Provera used?
I used it for 2 years, about 2 years and 1 month.
Okay. Within one of those 2 years, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am, because I was receiving 4 shots in 1 year.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
I had to receive my first dose January 9th, 1992.
Oh, I'm sorry. It kind of cut off. You said January 9th, what year?
2019.
Okay, so you can confirm you used it between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
My first dose was in 2019.
Okay, and you said it was January 9th, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
When did you stop taking the Depo Provera?
I stopped taking it in 2021.
Okay. January 18th, 2021.
Yes.
Okay. This is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. Your marital status?
Single.
Okay. It looks like your first name came up in our system as Virginia. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And that's V-I-R-J, I apologize, not J, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
R.
R, okay.
Yes.
R is in Rose?
Yes.
Okay. And then your last name came up as North, N-O-R-T-H, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have your email as vnorth68@gmail.com. Is that current?
Vnorth68.
Is 68?
Yes, V.
Okay.
North68.
Perfect. Beautiful. Thank you. Okay. Now, this phone number that came up, this 937-688, or I apologize, 937-668-6582, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. Is it your cell phone or your home phone?
Cell phone.
Okay. What is your home address?
341 Crestmore and Dayton, Ohio, 45417.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to make sure I have it correct. 341 Crestmore Avenue. Oh, 6, okay. 641,
Amanda.
Okay, I apologize. Okay. 641 Crestmore Avenue. In Dayton, Ohio,
yes.
45417?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Is there a apartment unit or building number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
By a doctor.
Okay.
Dr. Keisha Schaefer, a gynecologist.
Keisha, you said Schaefer?
Yes, S-H-A-E-R.
Okay, Schaefer. Okay, gynecologist. Okay.
Yeah.
And was she located in Dayton, Ohio as well?
Centerville, Ohio.
Centerville, okay.
Yes, at the Magnolia Woman's Health.
Okay. Oh, I see it. Magnolia Woman's Health. Thank you. Was it the South Campus?
Yes, South Merritt.
Okay. And that's where the shots were administered, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let me get the phone number. Now, what's the address for the Women's Health? 2350 Miami Valley Drive, Suite 420?
No, 7707
okay.
Paragon Road, Suite 106 in Centerville.
Okay. Okay, I see that there too. Okay. So you said 7707 Paragon Road, Suite 106?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get the phone number, 740-781-7311. Okay. Now, how many times were you injected with the product in total?
Seven. I have 7 injections.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I have 7 doses.
7? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And who was your prescribing doctor?
My prescribing doctor. I'm sorry. My prescriber doctor was Ms. Schaefer.
Okay. Okay, let me copy the address one more time.
I'm sorry, they're my bird.
Did you say that was your bird?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Oh, that's awesome. My aunt had a bird, and we love that little guy. Okay.
I have a couple.
Okay. And what pharmacy would you pick up medication from?
CVS.
Okay. And was that in Centerville or Dayton?
In Dayton.
Dayton, okay. And do you know what street that one's on? Because I'm sure there's quite a few.
Third Street.
Third, okay. Let's see. Does 4329 West Third Street sound about right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm sure that is. Okay. I don't know the perfect address.
Okay, so, that's okay, because even if there is another one on 3rd Street, all CVS do have the same records, I believe, so it should suffice. Okay. Bear with me, I'm getting the address, or I mean the phone number, and then the address, okay. CVS, okay. Now, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both, or other?
I had an MRI.
Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor?
The doctor who diagnosed me with it?
Correct.
Dr. Patel. Well, that was my treatment doctor.
Okay. Okay, so Dr. Patel was your treatment doctor?
Yes. Jacobs was my neurologist.
Okay. Here, let me get Patel.
So my diagnosis doctor, yes.
Okay. And are they located in Dayton, Ohio, or what city?
Dr. Jacobs, Brandy Jacobs, he's at the Miami Valley Hospital.
Okay, the women's health, okay.
Yes, yeah, so Apple Street.
Okay, so Dr. Jacobs, Miami Okay. Was Dr. Jacobs your neurologist?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is it Dr. Bradley Jacobs?
Yes, Bradley Jacobs.
Okay.
He did my blood test. He also did an MRI. And I had a neurological exam as well.
Okay. Okay. Miami Valley Hospital. Okay. Okay. Bear with me. I'm going to see. Miami Valley Hospital, St. Dayton, Ohio. Okay. 1 Wyoming Street.
30 East Apple Street.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying. Let's see. 30 East Apple Street. Okay. Okay. I found it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let me get the phone number. Okay, and Dr. Bradley Jacobs was the neurologist, correct?
Yes.
Just want to make sure I didn't take that down wrong. Okay, perfect, thank you. Did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And I know you've already answered this one. They do have us ask it a certain way. Have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I received treatment. I had craniotomy surgery and I had
Okay.
radiation as well.
Okay. Cranial.
No.
And radiation. Okay. And where did you receive the surgery? Was it at the Miami Valley Hospital?
I had a Kettering Health
Kettering Health? Okay.
Medical Center, yes, around 3535 Southern Boulevard.
3535 Southern Boulevard.
Yes, ma'am, Kettering.
Okay. Okay, I found it. Okay. Okay. And you said that your treating doctor was Dr. Patel, correct?
For my radiation, it was Priya Jane, my
Okay.
oncologist. That was at the
Priya.
hospital as well. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You said Priya James or Janes?
Yes,
Okay.
Jain.
Okay. Jan. Okay. Okay. And was that at Kettering Health Center?
Yes,
Oh, wait,
ma'am.
you already said that. I do apologize. Sorry, that came up when I clicked her name. I do apologize. I already took that down.
It's okay.
Okay. How are you feeling now?
I'm doing better.
Good, good.
I'm okay.
Good.
After I had surgery, because I had craniotomy surgery to remove the tumor. Yeah.
Well, I hope that went very smoothly.
Yeah, it took about almost 3 months to get
Oh,
myself
wow.
together.
Oh, wow. My
And
heart
now,
goes out to you for everything you've experienced.
appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, do you have a family history of meningioma?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes, ma'am. For like
Okay.
2.5 weeks.
3.5 weeks?
Well, that's when I had my surgery. I was on
Okay.
for 2.5 weeks. I was in there. I did
Two
2 months outpatient after that.
and a half. Okay. And when was your surgery?
My surgery date was it's 2021, like February 20th, February 20, 2021.
Okay, February 20th, 2021. And you said you were there for about 2.5 weeks. Do you
Yes,
remember
ma'am.
the day that you checked out? If not, I'll look on a calendar.
I do not remember that
Okay, no
day.
problem. No problem. Okay, let's see. 2021. Okay, February. Bear with me.
I was in there like a total of 18 days.
18? Okay. Let me count 18
Yeah.
days. Okay. Let's see. So 1, 2, 12, 13, 14. Okay. So to the best of your knowledge, until about March 9th, does that sound about right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Now, would you like me to provide any other medical notes for your doc or for the attorneys?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, I'll be able to get contact the hospital to get the documents.
Okay. Can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically? Or either?
Either.
Okay. Do you have access to your MyChart login?
No, I don't. I haven't been able to find
it
for that.
That's okay. Okay. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
They does not.
Does not? Okay. What is their first name?
Mary.
Mary, okay. And what is Mary's phone number?
424.
Okay.
703.
403-3039. I'm going to read that back to make sure I didn't push anything wrong. I have 424-703-3039.
Yes.
Okay. And what is Mary's relationship? Friend, relative?
Relative.
Okay. And would you like to provide Mary's email address?
No, I don't have it.
Okay. And what is, would you like to provide Mary's home address?
No.
Okay. Are you able to provide a large eligible signature?
A who, ma'am?
Are you able to provide a large eligible signature for the documents?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Now we are finished with the intake. I'm just going to make sure I got everything right. So please correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
So I asked if you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit, and you said yes, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You did not get an attorney, and you most importantly did not sign documents with another law firm regarding this lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You're filing this claim for yourself, and you are a resident of the United States.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year was a meningioma of the brain diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I also became infertile after that. I couldn't have any more babies.
Okay. I'll take that for the medical notes, too. Bear with me.
Okay.
Let me go down.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. No, don't be sorry. And then also, if you do think of anything else, please provide that to the attorneys. They will update your file, okay?
Okay.
Because they want to, you know, make sure they have as much information as you'd like to provide, okay? So if you do think of anything, feel free, okay? Don't feel like it's ever too late. Okay. Now, let me go back up here with me, okay? Your date of diagnosis was 2/11/2021.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your date of birth is 9/20/1978.
Yes.
Okay. You received the Depo Provera shot, and you did not receive the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera, correct?
Correct.
Okay, you received the generic medrodroxyprogesterone acetate, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You did not use the Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You used Depo-Provera for 2 years, and within one of those 2 years, you confirmed you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You used Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date. Your usage start date was 1/9/2019, and your usage stop date was 1/18/2021. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You confirmed you're female. Your marital status is single.
Yes.
Okay. Your first name is Virginia, VirginiA.
Yes, ma'am.
Middle initial R, as in Rose. Last name North, North.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is for the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms. What is your social?
293-74-8134.
Okay. I have 293-74-8134.
Yes.
Okay. Your email is vnorth68@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. This phone that we're speaking on is your cell phone.
Yes.
Okay. Your address is 641 Crestmore Avenue in Dayton, Ohio, 45417.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Depo-Provera was administered by Dr. Keisha Schaefer at Magnolia Women's Health at 7707 Paragon Road, Suite 106, Centerville, Ohio, 45459.
Correct.
Okay. You were injected with the product 7 times?
Correct.
Okay. Dr. Keisha Tor, or I'm sorry, that's her maiden name. Dr. Keisha, it's Torres Schaefer. I apologize, Schaefer.
Yeah.
Was also your prescribing doctor. Same facility, the Magnolia Women's Health facility.
Yeah.
Okay. The pharmacy you pick up medication from is CVS on 3rd Street. And you received an MRI for diagnosis for your meningioma, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Your diagnosing doctor was Dr. Jacobs at the Miami Valley Hospital on 30 East Apple Street in Dayton, Ohio, 45409.
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Jacobs was a neurologist, and you did not have a prior cancer diagnosis.
All right.
Okay. You received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis at the Kettering Health on 3535 Southern Boulevard in Kettering, Ohio, 45429.
All right.
Okay. The type of treatment you received was the craniotomy, surgery, and radiation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your treating doctor was Dr. Priya Jain at the Kettering Health facility as well.
Okay. My radiation doctor is Priya Jain. That's my oncologist.
Okay,
my
not your treating doctor. Okay.
My treatment doctor is Dr. Patel.
Okay, Dr. Patel, let me get that down. Bear with
That's
me.
That's the neurosurgeon.
Okay, Dr. Patel, thank you for clarifying. Okay, let's see. Was Dr. Patel at the Kettering Health Facility or different address?
The same hospital, Kettering.
Same.
Well.
Okay. Okay. Do you know, is Dr. Patel's first name Akhil?
Dr. Neil Patel.
Neil? Okay. I'm glad it clarified. Okay. Let's see. I found it perfect. Okay. Dr. Neil. Okay, so since I made a little mistake, your treating doctor was Dr. Neil Patel at the Kettering Main Campus, 3535 Southern Boulevard.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Now, you said you did not have a family history of meningiomas and you were hospitalized for your meningioma, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you were hospitalized February 20th, 2021 to about March 9th, 2021, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis, and if needed to, you would be able to provide those records by either mail or electronically, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I verified Mary's information for your emergency contact a couple times, so we're okay with that. Okay. And then, so now I'm going to be setting up the documents. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm going to get that all set up. I am also going to be texting you from my personal callback number. The attorneys are going to be reaching out to you within the next 24 to 48 hours. Okay. I'm going to text you their information. That way you'll know it's them calling. Please answer their phone call. Faster you speak with them, the faster they're going to be able to get the ball rolling for you. And that way they don't, there's no chance of getting rejected. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So bear with me. Let me get these sent to you. Okay. And Ben Martin, A4D, is going to be the law firm that's reaching out to you, okay? That way, you'll kind of know.
Okay.
Okay. So I did just send you the documents. While you're looking those over, please let me know if you have any questions or you need me to help guide you through them. I'm here to help in any way that I can. Also, while you're doing that, I'm going to start typing out the text to send you with their information and all of that. Okay, so please let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, can I need some time. Can I have any time to sit and look over these?
You definitely can. There is no rush. I will say, though, as soon as I submitted the information, it is kind of a timely manner. Like I said, we don't want you to have the chance of rejection because then we would have to go through over it again. So, yes, look them over. That is no problem since you requested it. No problem at all. When would be the best time for me to get in contact with you again?
I mean, I just want to be able to read over it. I don't see, it says review document, but then I don't see no document. When it goes to the DocuSign, it's just asking me for my signature.
Yeah, of course. So let me ask you this. When you clicked on the DocuSign, did you see a start button?
No. It says that Alexa has not sent you a document to review and sign. And then when it says review and sign, and I click on it, it says the envelope was sent to my phone. So it says continue to review. And
correct.
Then when I go to, you just ask me to sign it. I don't see no document.
Okay. So it's going to take you to that first signature box, but you're able to scroll. So here, let me open it so I can kind of look at what you're looking at. So that first box, I believe, is on the third page. Let me get to it.
Okay, I see.
So you can scroll up. Yes, yeah, yeah. So the very first page, so yes, it's three pages. The signatures is on the third page and second page. So if you scroll up to the first page, it says the Ben Martin Law Group, the contingent fee contract. So go ahead and look that over. And then while you're doing that, let me start texting or typing out the text. That way I at least know you get my contact information. Okay. So bear with me.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. I'm signing now.
Okay.
I think it was two locations to sign.
Okay.
That's fine.
You signed it? Okay, let me take a look. Let's see, I'm finishing up my text for you, so bear with me. You're quick. Okay. Let's see. That way, yeah, you will have my phone number, and then you'll also have the attorney's phone number as well. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me. Please, if you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, please feel free to reach out to me because I will get you connected personally to them. I'll transfer you over, okay? Also, if I see in the notes that it hasn't kind of gone forward because they weren't able to, get in contact with you, I'll always reach out to you. That way I just see, if you were able to speak with them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. Sorry, I'm typing this out just to make sure I have the correct phone number and okay. Okay. Oh, I didn't put your phone number in. My bad. Okay, 3. Okay. Okay, let me know if you receive that text message. And then while you're doing that, I will look to see if we receive the signed documents. Okay.
Obviously that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I do see the documents. I may have to send you another set. I believe Ben Martin is very kind of picky on the signatures.
My
They want to be
signature.
able to see the first and last name clearly. But let me get clarification from my supervisor because that
Okay,
actually might be
that
the
was like
other
a
offer we
phase.
were
It said
with.
that they were phased, so I can do that. Try to,
Okay.
spring it over. Because it
Yeah.
said it was the phase signature, which I didn't even remember doing that, but that didn't look like much.
Ah, okay. Okay, yeah, let me get you some answers. Let me see. Okay, so bear with me. I'm just gonna go ask her really quick, and then I will be right back, okay?
Okay.